Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming out from hiding for a few minutes, Victoria. Here we are on the DJV program. Jennifer's off this hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a lot of gratitude for those who have followed this program. I just think that expressing gratitude, I don't know whether you do it or how you do it in your life, that's somewhat of a rhetorical question, but there are so many things to be grateful for. I notice that there is some concern about the economy over the next few months. It'll be interesting to see how the economy fares through Christmas time, because Christmas is where most stores, most retail stores, make their money. It isn't that way in the restaurant business, but in terms of retail, that is, I'm talking about the big box stores, but I'm also talking about online as well. Even though it's bumpy now, and maybe this, because it's Christmas time, that'll help, excuse me, modify some of the bumping. But better times, I think, are fairly close. I think after the inauguration, I don't know whether it's coterminous with that or not. A lot of people on Wall Street have been looking forward to a change in leadership. And so the market reflected that right after the election, when it appeared obvious that Biden's going to win. What, did he go up 1,400 points in one day or something?
Yeah, one of the largest gains, I think, in history.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Well, there are certain sectors that, you know, that they've been planning on, if it was a Trump re-election or if it was a Biden election. And
right.
There are certain sectors that were expected to kind of boom under each person and administration.
Right,
so,
exactly. Yeah. Both have their strong points. All right, so the continuing focus on COVID, which will make the next couple of months rocky, again, for all of us, it's changed my plans for Christmas and New Year's. I've decided I'm not going to go to California to be with my children, because there just seems to be, in California, it is the worst possible state in the country to be in. It's just, they're a mess. Nobody knows what to do. There's no leadership. Nobody's telling. There's no, you know, it's just a mess. And anyway, so what do we look for in terms of something to be thankful for during this week of Thanksgiving? AstraZeneca, another drug company, Victoria, says they have a vaccine that's pretty effective as well, and they could be out with it almost at the same time as Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah, so this vaccine is different. It's interesting because there are, I think, about four now that we know of that have gotten to this point. So it's Pfizer,
right.
Moderna, Regeneron has the antibodies that they're going to get the fast, you know, the quick approval for. And now University of Oxford and AstraZeneca have worked together on this vaccine. This so far, they say that this has stopped an average of 70% of the participants from getting COVID, from falling ill from it. It's below the bar that has been set by Pfizer and Moderna. Those two vaccines are 90% effective for one of the two dosing regimens. And so this is about 70%. So it's still very good. And Dr. Fauci had said, you know, if you think about when you get the flu shot every year, and every year it's a different percentage of effectiveness, and they don't always know going in because they're guessing. And so, like, this past...
As that changes, the virus changes, as this one is, the others do as well.
Right.
They change every year. Yeah.
As of right now, who knows what these numbers, if these numbers will stay at the same efficacy rate, or if they're going to change, if the virus mutates and people start getting the vaccine by next spring, and then it's not as effective, we won't really know for sure. But 70% is still a lot higher than the average flu shot. Last year, I think in... the 2019-2020 flu vaccine was like 40% effective, or 45. It was something relatively low.
Yeah.
So 70% is still pretty good. And you know, we're moving forward. And it's at this point, the biggest challenge really from everything that I've read so far is just how to get the vaccine to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, you know, it's one thing to have a vaccine, but it's you know, how do we get it to as many people as possible?
Yeah.
In New Jersey, our governor over the weekend said that he hopes to get the Pfizer vaccine to, they're going to have it stored. I don't know if you know this, but the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at such an incredibly cold temperature that only hospitals can really actually house this vaccine. The Moderna one is regular refrigeration, but
right.
the Pfizer one, for whatever reason, is in like sub-zero temperatures.
It's outer space temperatures.
It's something really crazy that only certain hospitals even have the refrigeration for.
Right. Yeah.
So that's going to be a little bit more difficult to get the Pfizer one, I think. Moderna seems to be the one that might be widely accessible to people. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who have drawn down their savings, are struggling to pay medical bills, keeping their homes, trying to fend off the Grim Reaper, if you will. There are a lot of bankruptcy. You know, we've been talking about how well divorce lawyers are doing. The bankruptcy lawyers are doing pretty well as well. When you go into a recession like this, it can be permanent. And so when somebody sent me a note just when I was saying you have a lot to be thankful for and wondered, well, what happens to people like this? And that's it's a question. A lot of tragedy, a lot of hardship. And I go back to whether we're going to hold the Chinese government responsible for this. That doesn't seem to be in the offing, at least immediately on the surface. I don't know what's going on subsurface because you never get anybody to give you a straight answer about this, but there's a very frustrating reality among a lot of people, a lot of families who are not able to pay. There's still millions of people that are unemployed. If there's some kind of a help or an aid bill or whatever it is, there's still, by the way, $660 billion that could be spent between now and the end of the year to help various people out in various programs. But, you know, they're trying to push back. There are two or three things that are creating bankruptcies. Foreclosures on homes being thrown out. Isn't there the rent thing, I think, goes away the end of December, if I'm not mistaken.
That in some places, depending on where you are, then, yeah. And there was no real plan. It's just it was a stay of execution. So I don't know. Without an actual plan in place to help people pay their rent, we're going to see evictions. That's just there's no other way around it.
Yeah.
So it's
there are enough ventilators, though, right now. They're still being produced, and most hospitals have enough ventilators. They're not being used, according to the experience that I told you about last week, from the experience that I had at the local hospital. They're not using them anywhere near as much as they were before, but they're still using them. So,
yeah, we've got 250 people on ventilators in Jersey right now.
You do? Okay.
So, yeah, it's going way up. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to get – this is exactly what all of the – whether it's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx or, you know, any of the different scale models, this is exactly what was supposed to happen. This is worse than – this potentially could be worse. We know there are a lot more cases now than there were in the spring. But, you know, when you see people like – I don't know if you noticed over the weekend, I was reading these horrific stories from Utah. And, you know, Utah is really bad right now with cases.
Yeah.
And people are on ventilators and dying. And this is – it's like Utah now is where New York and New Jersey were – where we were in, you know, March, April, May. And so the nurses out there, the doctors are now trying to – they're picking and choosing which patients they can save and see. It's getting really, really bad. I don't know. It's not making national news because I think all the election stuff is kind of distracting. But there are states that are just in really dire situations. And the problem is initially the virus had concentrations in cities, which have more hospitals and more resources. Now the virus has spread to very rural areas. And those little hospitals and city, you know, and those, like, you know, urgent care type places, they just aren't equipped to handle this. So people are having to ship very ill patients away from rural areas into cities to try to get them to a hospital. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a horrible situation. I know a lot of people have been saying, I know you've been saying this and you and I disagree on this, but, you know, let the chips fall where they may. This is not a virus that anyone wants to get. There are long-term ramifications to this that we still don't even know about. And there are more and more stories that I saw popping up all weekend on social media. Healthy people in their 20s and 30s are in the hospital now, in the ICU, and some of them are on ventilators. No pre-existing conditions that anybody knows about. Healthy people are getting this too. So
sometimes you look at different pieces of information. I'll tell you, In a moment, I want to ask you, or I want to think about, somebody told me over the weekend that they got a text from somebody saying they'd been exposed to COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, if you got a note like that, what would you do under the circumstances? It's the DJV program. Don't forget our download every day, or at least four times a week. You can find the latest DJV download at djvshow.com. We have a focus on Naya Rivera's ex suing for wrongful death. The state of California is the subject of that suit. Sinbad, we talked about him and his stroke. And The Undertaker retiring from the Wrestling Federation, and then Santa and Rudolph, those, what were they, were little miniature...
The original figurines for the
figurines,
that stop,
right.
Yeah, for
yeah.
that stop motion, the original yeah, Rudolph, right. Yeah. And the yeah. little light on Rudolph's nose still works.
30.
Is amazing.
$300,000 they brought. That's the subject matter of the latest DJV download. Catch it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your time. How many podcasts can you listen to a day? Well, make sure this is the first one. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find the DJV download.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions, keep housing, letter, license, and all 50 state, federal, and computer access, and order number 330.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Focus on Hallelujah here on this program, which is pretty appropriate. There are several different Hallelujahs. Carrie Underwood has dropped a video for John Legend's Christmas duet, Hallelujah. This is a song. No, even those words, Victoria, Hallelujah, Hallelujah chorus, but that word, that focus, it's so full of joy. It's like gratitude. What a word signifies by the way it sounds. So anyway, Carrie's got her first ever Christmas album called My Gift. And in the video that goes with this song, the two of them perform with a kind of a cozy confines of an abandoned mansion while snow is falling outside. And let's see here. Underwood said, "Now more than ever, we need to focus on what Christmas is about and rely more on our family. Even though it's been a tough year, sometimes I feel like the greatest realizations can come in the worst of times." I think that's very true. And then Legend, who co-wrote this song, Hallelujah, this version of Hallelujah, also making an appearance on Underwood's My Gift at Christmas special from Carrie Underwood, which will be on HBO Max starting, 2 weeks? First week of December, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie says, "The journey of writing and recording this album started last year when I finished my tour, and we could have never anticipated the circumstances would be as they are this year. Creating this album has been good for my heart, and I'm thrilled to get to share it with the world and to bring it to life with HBO Max. My Gift, a mix of traditional and original Christmas songs, arrived on the 25th of September, interestingly enough." So, we like this. How does you like the sound, Victoria?
Yeah, I think they sound great together. I'm a huge John Legend fan, and his Christmas album that came out 2 years ago was one of my favorite Christmas albums ever. It's just so great.
Yeah. Yeah, they sound very, very, very good together.
And Carrie's got that kind of voice. Like, I don't really like her kind of pop country stuff, but I think she's got an incredible voice, and when she sings more traditional things, I think she's incredible. She's got such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Yep. It's all good, as they say. So there it is, Carrie Underwood, John Legend. You'll hear that, I would think, starting over. Isn't this on some of the music stations now, the Christmas music stations?
Yep.
Ought to
yeah.
be, anyway, if it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, good. That's a good sound. And now at 26 past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria and Doug and Sam Smith. He's got a new Christmas song called The Lighthouse Keeper.
Lighthouse Keeper, bring you safely home.
Sounds like he's trying to mimic the pentatonics. Keeper, yes, no?
Bring you safely home. No, the song picks up. I mean, it's a very Sam Smith sound.
Yeah.
But it picks up, and it's actually a beautiful song. I listened to it yesterday, like, in its entirety. And it's a really lovely sentiment about him being the lighthouse keeper. It's just, it's really beautiful.
We can make a movie out of that. Isn't there a movie about a lighthouse keeper, it seems to me?
There was one that came out last year with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. I didn't see it, but, yeah.
There was another one before that with another an English star. Again, anyway, Sam Smith says, if any year could make me look forward to the sound of Christmas, it'll be this year. As more than ever, we are yearning to be around our friends and family once again. And he said, Christmas symbolizes that for me. Earlier this year, I was inspired to write a Christmas love song. Producer Labyrinth and I poured our hearts into this one. It has honestly been pure joy to create and make. He was supposed to release To Die For in June, but the album was rescheduled, renamed because of COVID. I'm sorry it's taken a while, he said, but these unprecedented times give me the room and the space to fall in love with these songs all over again. It's 28 and change after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, one out of five dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet, once full of life and energy, slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you, as a good pet guardian, to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
By law, the president-elect cannot access federal transition funds or contact federal agencies to plan staffing until the GSA recognize an electoral winner. That has now happened, as the General Services Administration formally recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election Monday. President Trump announced the move in a tweet and added he was not conceding. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary. Last month on Bloomberg, she announced a good way to fight greenhouse emissions is to tax the companies that create carbon emissions, including the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, using carbon pricing is important.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams went into Tampa Bay and took out a win 27-24. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says the Rams defense did a good job preventing the long throws.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Had a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
Tom says the defense did well. It was the offense that sputtered.
Tonight was very inefficient. Did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great. Kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just didn't couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances, so... got to get him fixed.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians talks inconsistencies.
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good, and then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the two-minute drive until that throw. But we made some plays, and obviously we didn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams, to win.
Tom had two interceptions on the night.
The first one he got hit. He got hit. It looked like I had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Inside the World, the Holiday Way. This is Thanksgiving week, the beginning of the season, more or less. Let's see what we can do to make your season a little bit better and brighter every day. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. We'll be here on Thanksgiving Day. We wish you, maybe have a little more music on Thanksgiving Day. Give thanks for stuff. I was talking about gratitude earlier. I think I might be grateful if somebody sent me a text or an email or something that said, I have been exposed to COVID. Now, if you want to know who it is, that's swell. If you don't want to know who it is, then you have, what is this called? Not Jolly.
Darko.
A new way, a tool sort of, in the fight against COVID. A different take, I suppose, on contract tracing. It's an online tool that allows people who have the COVID to anonymously notify others they've been exposed. But what good does that do if you don't know who or where or when? I mean, I suppose that all I can see coming out of this is fear and whether it's a good idea or not, but it's something that's getting a lot of exposure for sure. The anonymous COVID notification system. So what would you do, Victoria, if you got one of these texts?
I don't know. Honestly, because this kind of stuff makes me very, from a tech perspective, these kinds of things make me very nervous. So I hope that I don't...
Because they could be abused.
Yes, and we don't know where this data is being stored. We don't know anything about this. I'm on their website, and there's no information about who they are. Mm-hmm. This could be a Chinese server. We have no idea what this is. Yeah. So if this is not something that I want to encourage anyone to use.
But
if
you'll
if you are serious about notifying people who have been exposed, every state. This in the tech report last week, every state has their own system. So whether I'm in New Jersey, I've got the New Jersey one, I've got the New York one active, and I will get a notification on my phone. You don't have to download any apps or anything. You just have to, in your settings, go right to exposure notifications. It's already on the phone. Google and Apple work together on this. It's very secure. It's totally anonymous, but it will keep you apprised if if your phone comes in contact with or within 6 feet of another person who also has reported to have been exposed to COVID, it will give you a notification on your phone. That's the right way to do it. That's all been verified. That's safe. This kind of stuff is sort of like, to me, this is like sending a joke text, oh, I have an STD and now you do too. Like,
yeah,
this
that's
is,
not, yeah,
you
yeah.
know? Yeah. So you know someone who got one of these texts?
Yes. And they didn't know what to do with it, so I'm just asking the question. Yeah. What do you do if you get something like this? I noticed that New York City has what they are calling COVID care packages. If you are exposed, if you get something like this, or you know you've been exposed, have you seen these that New York City is sending out if you've been exposed to COVID? This looks like kind of an interesting reality in a manner of speaking.
I haven't seen it. What's in the package?
The testing stuff and where to go, suggestions of, it's kind of like it's a PSA, only you get it delivered to your box, your inbox,
mm-hmm.
Sort of public service announcement urging you to stay home for 15 days, that kind of stuff. It just is where you can go to get help. It's something, it's all the information sort of put into one notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I think that New York is a good place for it to start. Be nice if it was everywhere. Right? Just having basic information that gives you, to get you away from the fear of not knowing what to really expect or what to do. There's so much fear. And, it is part of the, you just gave me cause for thinking. I wasn't thinking about the Chinese government with the whatever that thing was that we just talking about, I just flipped off. But, they're capable of anything.
Mm-hmm.
They are dastardly,
I mean,
horrible.
That could be Russian, that could be North Korean, that could be anybody.
Yeah.
But just to me, in general, you all right?
Yeah.
you're handing over someone else's cell phone, or email address,
It's just another way for people to track you.
Now that we've sort of worked through this, my reaction, actually, I would be pretty pissed off if someone sent me a text with that, because I would know that they gave my number that I did not get permission to release, that they gave my number to a janky website like that.
Right.
So that's, I would be angry.
So there. All right, let's do international relations here for a moment. I thought it was interesting that Netanyahu and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia held their first meeting in Saudi Arabia. This is pretty, the Israeli government hasn't had two words to say to the Saudis for years and years and years. So is this an acceleration of warming relations? One of the things that Trump is credited with, how much credit he deserves some for putting some of these deals together. After all, at the end of the year, isn't it peace on earth and goodwill toward men that we're looking for? And the more of this that we can get to counter all the stuff that's coming out of China and Russia to a point and Iran. And I suppose now, we all are looking with an eyebrow raised at Venezuela, although I don't think the leadership there is smart enough to really do anything or have any impact. I think that you can look to Iran and Russia and China as being the bad guys. Remember when when Bush, I chuckle because I always chuckled at his expressions, the axis of evil. Remember that?
Right. Yep.
The axis of evil. And who was in that group? Well, I suppose the axis, the trio now is China, Russia, and Iran. And of that, I think China and Iran are more dangerous than Russia. Do you agree?
I think it depends on which area. I think Russia has been sitting. Isn't it odd that Putin and Russia have been oddly quiet throughout this entire election?
Very quiet.
They have been busted trying to hack into biomedical companies that are working on vaccine stuff, research labs from universities. It's not just the Chinese. The Russians right now love the fact that. And I put Edward Snowden squarely in the center of all of that.
Yeah.
And so he's smarter than everybody combined,
including
I think.
Including Putin, I think, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that Russia has been up to plenty, and they're just enjoying that all the blame right now and the focus is on China. But I think Russia still has plenty of – they're up to their
plenty
eyeballs.
Plenty of, yeah, right, exactly. He's got that smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm.
If you will. We were talking on Friday about Guitar Center maybe going bankrupt. Well, they did. So another one of the things that's happening, personal bankruptcies, corporate bankruptcies, takes your breath away, actually, all of these things. A lot of companies are having close shaves with reality. Some may make it and some may not. But patronizing local, that's one of the things that I am hoping that we can do this holiday season when you're thinking, so many people are going online. I was looking at some catalogs last night because I'm not going to California for Christmas. So I'm looking at gifts for the kids, mostly for Miles, you know, the stuff that he loves. I seem to have a knack for getting him things that he really likes. And I'm going to try. The thing is that with most of the stuff that I would do that way, I'd buy it out of a catalog and send it to him, which sort of flies in the face of me suggesting to you that you shop local. But remember that all of these people who are running their local stores are paying taxes in your community, and they're helping to keep your community going. So what do you think of first? Do you think of what's easy for you, or do you think a little bit about somebody else? And maybe it's an age thing, Victoria. That may be it. But, you know, all the ads for Black Friday stuff that have been going on for a month. Used to be Black Friday was the day after Thanksgiving, and that was called Black Friday because it was the day stores would declare that they were in the black. From, you know, up to that point in the year, many stores are not making a profit. They make their profit the last of 5 weeks of the year. So I just am hoping that we have a Small Business Saturday here. I don't know if you have it where you are. This weekend, we have Black Friday been going on, but Small
We've
Business Saturday.
We've had it
Saturday.
In the past, I would
have
imagine.
You?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in New Jersey, and our stuff is still open. Retail stores are open.
Yeah.
Restaurants are open. Nothing has closed down. Schools are open. So, I would assume that that Small Business Saturday would actually have a big focus this year.
Let's hope.
Amazon Prime, they have a huge initiative for small businesses on their platform. That's the thing. As much as it's easy to kind of, like, go at the big bad wolf, Amazon, the problem, though, with that is it's a flawed initiative because Amazon is also a place where so many mom-and-pop independent retailers sell their goods.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
So it's, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You can look through. Now, Amazon they are doing a thing with their Prime Days, and they have multiple Prime weekends and Black Friday stuff. So they will direct you to smaller independent businesses. So you can find that, and that is part of their initiative this year is to help those businesses. So you can still do your part and shop on Amazon and have the convenience, but you can still help a small business.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm glad you reminded us of that. I was thinking of Jack Stockwell, who is one of the mainstays of our Good Day Health Show. We get the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, but he's on with us every week. And he has in his clinic, he's got a lot of things that are that he has put together formulaically that he sells on Amazon with a good deal of success. People hear.
Right.
Yeah, people want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of podcasts, Your Hidden Power is one of the things that I do every week, an acknowledgement to the sixth sense, if you will, and to what power you have that you may not use. You understand that you have five things, five senses that you use every day. And I'm thinking most of you use your hidden power, and that's really what we tap into in this hour conversation that we have. And then there's a podcast that's about 30 minutes on the most recent Your Hidden Power. We have a doctor and a rabbi. His name is Gabriel Cousins. who has helped so many people through his holistic medicine and spiritual liberation. Interesting tradition for a Jewish man to have this experience. So if you want to get a different look at the state of God consciousness from his point of view, check out Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
The number one gift in this stress year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
All right, so Neighbors Helping Neighbors this week, a lot of, at least in my neighborhood, in my town, Victoria, a lot of local pantries are starting to help people for Thanksgiving. I've noticed that I gave $100 to a group looking for ways to help people, you know, deliver meals and that sort of thing.
That's
so if
great.
You see,
a lot
you
of
have
people
the opportunity.
Need it.
Yeah, if you see something, you know, take, maybe you can volunteer to help deliver meals on Thanksgiving, whatever. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's not over.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Money pit time.
Where is it?
Okay, here we go. Hi, Corn has a place on the radio, and it's with me. And Tommy the K's. You're Tom Kreitler, co-host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and the podcast and the action that you get by going to their website. You sign up for their newsletter, all this good stuff. It is a public service that is well worth your time. And we also correlate with Tom. Some of our listeners have questions. Here's Ashley in Pennsylvania, who's getting ready to replace her gutters. Is there a type that doesn't clog? No.
Well, not 100%, but I'd say there is a really simple thing that you can do, Ashley, and it's one thing that I did the last time I replaced the gutters on my home. Now, most gutters, the standard gutter is what's called a K-style gutter, the normal shape of gutter you see, and it's a 4-inch K-style gutter. Now, if you increase that to a 5-inch K-style gutter or even a 6-inch K-style gutter, you will find that they clog a lot less. The difference is that the gutters are deeper and wider, but most importantly, the spout is bigger. And if you have a spout, the number one place that gutters clog is where the hole is in the gutters and it goes into the spout. And in a normal gutter situation, that ends up being about 2-inch diameter, which is otherwise known as the size of a leaf.
So right.
The leaf lays right across it and blocks it. So if you have a deeper spout, it will clog a lot less. And I was really pleasantly surprised when I did make that move with my house that I got very, very few, if any, gutter clogs whatsoever, especially on this one side of the house, Doug, where I had a maple tree that used to dump a ton of leaves.
Yeah.
Just washing it, wash right down. In fact, I see them at the end of the spout all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming down. What about the bottom? You don't have, some of my spouts have drains into the ground. We have little pits, stone pits.
Oh,
or others, you know,
yeah.
The cat that carry the...
Probably a situation like that. You have like a dry well.
Yeah.
It will eventually block that
clog
up, I think, because...
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to back up there because you're not... for me, I just let them go. I drain them the daylight, so to speak. They just go out.
Yeah.
But they go out 6-7 feet from the house.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't impact the basement. The crawl space doesn't cause flooding and leakage.
Oh, that's pleasant. Speaking of pleasant, this is the second week of the new sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. What are we getting? What's my prize?
Oh, man, I love these arrow tools that we're giving away. There's a whole bunch of them, four different ones in the package. But, you know, the one that I really like the best is they have a newly designed glue gun. And if you do a lot of crafts, you're used to using these fairly small glue guns that have really short glue sticks, and they are hard to use. They tend to drip a lot, and sometimes your hand gets a little achy using them. They've completely reinvented the glue gun, and that's included in the package. So you can go to moneypit.com. You can enter once a day. The Holiday Home Decor giveaway, each set of tools is worth $165, and we're giving out a dozen sets.
How about that? All right, get the info, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. Also, you have the podcast, which is a focus every week on something new. I've started a leaf. Well, I actually have had a compost, not business, but I've had a compost pile on the farm for years and years and years. And I've just partnered with a guy to take some of the space in the back of the farm to bring in things for a lot of leaf this time of year, leaf and grass composting. So I noticed you've got something about that in the podcast.
Yep. This week we're talking about easy leaf composting, how you can do this yourself at home. Also, roof repair or replace. You know, do you always have to replace a leaking roof? Well, the roofer will say yes. I say no.
Of course
not always.
He will. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that you can do to fix those leaks and get many more years out of that.
You know, I just became familiar with the zip method of putting on a roof. I ripped a roof off of an old building that I have that was just infested with yuck. I ripped it off, and we put this zip stuff on there.
What is that?
I've been with it before. It's something you can get at big lumber yards. It's a certain type of plywood that dispels any moisture, and you tape up the joints, and you don't have to put, and then you just put the shingles on top of that. You don't have to put any extra layer of things, because I did a roof.
So you don't need any tar paper or anything like that?
Nope.
Bison water shield.
I don't know about that. I should ask that question. Yeah.
Only if the space is heated would you need ice and water shield.
Yeah, well, the space would be heated. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Jack is in New Jersey with Victoria. How do I check to see if I have lead pipes?
One easy way to do this is find your main water pipe where it comes into the house, Jack, and then scrape the side and file it a little bit or use some sandpaper. And if it's lead, you will see that come up very, very soon.
Yeah, be easy
very
to
obvious.
See.
Yeah,
very okay.
Soft.
Help from Tom Kreidler in the Money Pit here on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.